let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city. We will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, "Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last."
Those are the powerful words of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who spent his life fighting for equality. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and in this week's Things to Do, we'll highlight some of the celebrations in his honor, as well as other activities going on through the King holiday weekend. The African American Museum in Philadelphia is hosting a three-day event that includes a day of dance with the Philadelphia Ballet, an artist talk with renowned photographer Jamel Shabazz, and the Big Give Back, a charity event to help those experiencing homelessness. That's happening at the museum from Friday through Monday. And I'm sure you would agree, what could fit more perfectly than to have a world party on the day you came to be. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. The Philadelphia Orchestra hosts its 33rd annual tribute concert to King with the Girard College High School Choir, the Philadelphia High School for Creative and Performing Arts Chorus, and violinist Melissa White. It's at the Girard College Chapel on Monday at 3 p.m. And Uncle Bobby's Bookstore hosts its 6th annual Radical MLK Symposium, hosted by Uncle Bobby's owner, the author and scholar Mark Lamont Hill. It's at the First United Methodist Church of Germantown on Saturday at 3 p.m. Online, WHYY will host Conversations of King, The Promises of Democracy on Monday. Our own Christopher Flood the Drummer Norris will moderate live from the WHYY News' Facebook page starting at 1 p.m. We'll have the page and the registration link on our website, whyy.org/things to do. King certainly talked about the ways of white folks, but Langston Hughes wrote a book about it. That book of short stories has been turned into a world premiere theater production in collaboration with Theater in the X and the Egopo Classic Theater.
We get to the DNA of something old and then regrow that thing from its DNA into a really contemporary, exciting theatrical event.
The production is being staged at the Mansion at Glen Ford and will take you directly into the lives of the characters by bringing them up close and personal in the stately manor's many rooms. The Ways of White Folks goes through Sunday, January 22nd. Life can be a drag, in the very best way. Frankie Bradley's is hosting a burlesque and drag tribute to the Addams Family. It's billed as an homage to the famous fictional family that's been around in one way or another since 1938. The show, featuring Ginger Lee, Monte Caldo, and Caress DeVille, is on Friday at 7 p.m. We're gonna pay a call on the Addams Family. If all that dragging makes you hungry, then Center City Restaurant Week can help. It's almost 2 weeks, actually, and it starts on Sunday. 90 participating restaurants will offer prefix meals that include $25 lunches and $40 dinners. It comes with discounted parking, too, but if you want to enjoy restaurant-quality food at home, you can even order takeout. If you prefer your meals with a bun, pickle, and cheese, you can also head for the Burger Crawl. After the Burger Brawl was rescheduled twice due to the World Series, it's evolved into a month-long event where you can partake in burgers all around the city. There's still a competition, and you can cast your vote for your favorite at each restaurant. Your mobile ticket also gets you into the Burger Brawl Awards in February. I don't know about you, but when I was a kid, staying at a museum overnight sounded like an amazing adventure. The folks at the Academy of Natural Sciences must have felt the same way, because they're hosting a night in the museum on Saturday. Kids, along with a parent or guardian, can stay over on Saturday night starting at 7 p.m. If you missed this one, they do it again in February and in March. You've seen them on the mixtape tour, on Dancing with the Stars, and most recently on The Masked Singer. But this weekend, you can see the ladies of In Vogue on stage at Rivers Casino. The hit-making 90s girl group will be there on Saturday night at 8 p.m. We're always here for your weekend needs, but we'll have to bid you adieu for now. We'll be back next Thursday for more things to do. I'm Tanya Pendleton, inviting you to our website, whyy.org/things to do, where you can find details on everything you just heard and where MLK events are happening in New Jersey and in Delaware. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone. Happy King Weekend.